Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell, New York Times best-selling authors. 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read. The perfect book tool for those that still read. Someday it'll be a conspiracy theory that we could ever read or walk. We're trying to ban dodgeball all over the country. We're going to be breaking that down as we're turning into little servile prisoners to be inserted into the matrix for our safety. It's actually a Pentagon document on that. Got declassified 2001. The whole Matrix movie is based on that, but that's a whole other subject. They got some really weird theoretical plans. But there will be peace once you're inserted into the tank. They got to pull that article up. People won't believe that. Federation of American Scientists leaked it in 2001, actually, and the Pentagon got real mad. That's a document for you to look up, Dick. Pretty wild stuff. But truth is stranger than fiction. Who would have thought we would have cows that have human genes to produce baby milk for humans? Who would think we had part spider, part goats 15 years ago creating body armor? Who would have thought we'd have salmon that are insect and that they say, well, part insect and part other fish? I mean, we're living in a crazy world, and thank God you've written this book, available at InfoWars.com.
Well, thanks very much, Alex. I appreciate that, and I just hope, I know a lot of people are buying it, and at least the reviews on Amazon say that they think it should be required reading for students and all over the country, and that's heartening, because I really think, you know, people have got to understand what has happened to the country and get some historical perspective and realize that, you know, people like today, like Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, who was willing to publish things that the major media wouldn't until he released them to the New York Times and others. But, you know, what we're finding out about the secret army in Afghanistan and the knowledge of the drug corruption and all the casualties in Iraq that nobody has brought to light, I mean, that's because of WikiLeaks. And, you know, more power to them and to groups like Anonymous who are willing to take on the corporations that suddenly want to get rid of them.
Well, that's right. For those that don't know, they have a trick in the last 8 years where if they fly you out and you die at Rammstein in Germany, your death doesn't count as a combat casualty. I mean, just incredible deception. And now war isn't war. It's a kinetic military action. You know, something Jesse said that 20 years, 100 years from now, he wants these books that you guys have painstakingly researched and put together in a very presentable, powerful read, that it be a record that people understand that we did know what was happening. Not all of us did go along with this global fascist move. But you know, I see a big awakening happening right now, and that's why the system's panicking. I don't think we'll have to wait 20, 30, 40, 50 years, but they set up the National Security Act in 1947 and said, don't worry, in 10, 20 years we'll release stuff. Now they're pushing Kennedy back to 2020-something because they've got something to hide, and they shouldn't be arresting people that leak things. They should get medals.
Absolutely. But, you know, there's a lot of people in high places that obviously don't want this information out there. And at the same time, the Bill of Rights that was set up by our founding fathers is in peril from all the Patriot Act and all these other things that have happened since 9/11. And, it's just, we could just in the book on page 12, I should mention, I'm not going to read them all here, but it goes through the amendments and what has been changed by the Patriot Act in terms of what our rights and freedoms are as Americans.
No, it's very powerful. We have to relearn the Bill of Rights and Constitution, or discover it for some, to see how far we've gone down the rat hole. In closing, I know you guys were doing one on the gangster government, but then because of WikiLeaks, this was the next book you were going to do after that. You guys went and did this book. Give us a little idea of the next book coming out.
There will be one more book that we're doing together, and it's going to look at the political system and the fact that the two-party system is a complete fiasco and failure, and it's not really a call for a third party so much as a whole new way of electing our leaders and trying to get away from this complete monopolization of the political system by the corporate powers.
And it's got a great title, but we can't reveal that, can we?
I don't think we can talk it yet, so... It's going to be a year from now when the book comes out.
All right, Dick Russell, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Alex, thanks so much for having me on today.
You bet. Great having you. Stay with us, folks.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It was 4 years ago under Bush that the Associated Press and others confirmed that in the stage roundups that they do a couple of a year of illegal aliens at meatpacking plants and textile facilities, that they would then be taken to ICE facilities and given green cards and released. Also, we've interviewed many sheriffs and former Border Patrol agents who quit over the fact that in the last 2 years under Obama, they have been ordered to not arrest illegal aliens except for during small quota times for PR purposes. Well, I mean, the banks give illegals bank accounts with no ID, but citizens have to show three forms. All over the country, sheriffs have gone public who arrest illegals and bring them to the feds, and the feds won't take them. There's 800-plus sanctuary cities. 7 years ago, it's in my mini-film, Battle for the Republic, Vicente Fox came to Austin and gave an award to the state, Wells Fargo, and the Austin Police Department for not arresting illegals for drunk driving, you name it. So we're going to be breaking that down. Exclusive: Arizona sheriff cites a flood of border agents confirming feds' no apprehension policy. And he says that he's got all these border agents and others confirming that absolutely they're told to let them go. Remember, Bush made it where they had to sit in one site in a truck on hilltops, and then they'd only be allowed to look left or right, but not left or right. And that their main job was picking up garbage on the side of the road. So it's the North American Union. They're merging the countries. It just shows you the treason of government that we are basically dealing with here. Also, Obama administration eases pain of Medicare cuts. Well, I thought it was free health care for everybody. Oh, it turns out his bill cut people's Medicare. I thought it was the Republicans that were going to throw seniors out in the street. But it's the Democrats in Newsweek reporting the case for killing Granny with an image of an old woman unplugged from the wall. And Bill Gates saying we can hire 10 teachers if we don't give Grandma treatment. Once they collectivize things, they play us off against each other. I want to break that down. And, of course, the huge news that I haven't even gotten to. I've mentioned it. It blows me away, but it doesn't blow me away. The feds are already making public schools, coast to coast, almost all of them, not play dodgeball. Then it's tag, then it's running, then it's shaking hands, then it's wrestling, then it's capture the flag, then it's even, you know, jogging. Well, now New York State's got legislation to basically shut down all of the camps, summer camps. They're just saying, no, you're not going to be allowed to do that. You will stay indoors. Here it says school will be out, but if it's up to New York State Health Department, a lot of city kids might be spending their time indoors. New York City Health Department created a list of what they deemed risky recreational activities and forcing many summer programs to ban these games unless they shell out extra funds to be recognized as an official summer camp. And then they've got to be under the control, and then it'll finally be banned. Now, I've read the legislation, and I was watching Fox this morning, and they were kind of reporting it like it might be positive. CNN was saying it was good. I mean, if this is the patriot conservative group we've got, give me Joe Stalin. And it's just like parents can't pack lunches for their kids in Chicago. And they've hired the former head of Chicago schools now to be part of the Department of Education. This is the total tyranny where they give us asinine orders to see if we'll follow them. I mean, I've had district attorneys on. It's illegal when they stick their hands on the outside of your pants or in them. It's a felony. Homeland Security says we're above the law. It's illegal that they don't calibrate the radiation scanners. Congress a year ago demanded those numbers. They denied them. USA Today, finally they got leaked 10 times the radiation they claimed, on top of the 20 to 50 times what they claimed before. I mean, it's just frying those TSA agents. They don't care if there's highway checkpoints. With the Army and the National Guard, upstate New York, 2,000 arrests, Fox News last year, of guns and drugs, and on the border, in the middle of the state. And they showed the military with local police standing beside the giant X-ray scanners with families being told to drive under them. Just a couple years ago, the Border Patrol got behind lead shielding and put cars on special lifts that you know, like a car wash that rolled the car through. Now they just stand. You know what? Government says magic wand. This war in Libya isn't a war. Government waves magic wand. Yeah, we're cutting your Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. It's not a cut. Magic wand. Yeah, we're taking the veterans' death benefits. Magic wand. We're not counting troops that die from wounds in Iraq if they're being flown out of the country at the time. Magic wand. We haven't shown Obama's actual original birth certificate, but it doesn't matter. We've shown a certificate. Magic wand. Sodium fluoride in your water is good for you. Magic wand. Magic wand, magic wand, magic wand. They just sit there and throw it in our face. But I just want to spend 3 or 4 minutes with Ted, because then I've got to get to the news. And then coming up, at least for the last half hour of the transmission, your phone calls on any of these items, any of these issues, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air today. Now, here is the headline. Gold tops 1,500 on outlook for escalating U.S. debt. Geithner says up the U.S. debt or we'll have a default. But S&P, Standard & Poor's pointed out that we're having the default because of the increased debt and that they're defaulting by hyperinflation. And meanwhile, they're saying it doesn't matter if China doesn't buy our debt, the Federal Reserve will. I mean, this is Weimar Republic type stuff that is now happening, now unfolding today. This stuff is hardcore. And I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up very briefly. Gold tops $1,500 on outlook. Gold futures rose to a record 1,550 cents an ounce as U.S. debt concerns weighed on the dollar, boosting demand for precious metals and an alternative investment. The ultra-elite universities like UT just bought $1 billion of gold. They know gold and silver are way undervalued because globally every major currency is being devalued. Ted, 30-plus years in the gold and silver business, the creator and owner of Genesis Communications, explain to people what's happening.
Well, Alex, it's the hottest market that I've ever seen in both gold and silver. I mean, Barclays is saying that we'll see $1,520 an ounce within the next couple of weeks, and then calling for $1,600 an ounce within the next 6 months. What's happening right now is the Federal Reserve is buying U.S. government treasuries, financing the expenditures of the United States government at the expense of everyone's savings, including the people in China, but also here in the United States, because there's so much money being pumped into the system. That's why S&P is saying, hey, what you're doing is you're creating massive inflation, you're creating an incredible bubble in the currency market, and the value of the currency is going to go downhill. You're going to either default by not paying off the debt, by not raising the debt ceiling, or you're going to default by allowing the Fed to buy U.S. government treasuries. Doesn't matter either way. The United States dollar is doomed, and this country is going right down the hill. Gold went to $1,500 an ounce. My goodness, Alex. Right now, we are so close to $44 silver. I mean, it's like 2 cents away. I mean, that's how things are going right now. The value of the dollar is going down very fast. Foreigners can see it. And the people of the United States, if you haven't woken up to the fact that your savings is going right down the tubes, man, people that have not acquired a position in gold and silver who are sitting there with 401k plans, money in the bank, invested in the stock market. I mean, I don't care what it is. If it's in dollar-denominated assets, you're in trouble. And you better do something different. The reason why these big institutions are buying gold and silver is because they can see the handwriting on the wall. And typically, these types of institutions wouldn't even touch gold and silver. They wouldn't even consider
it. And only about 1% of Americans, it's more with the Chinese, Indians, and Europeans, own physical gold or silver. Once the yuppies, and it's starting to happen, figure out what's going on, many of the analysts, mainline analysts, say 2,000, 2,500, 5,000. I've never said that. I've just pointed out that it's going to continue to go up incrementally. It's been the best performing investment in the last decade. That's why the establishment's tried to demonize it, because it competes with our fiat currency system. But Ted, we've only got about a minute and a half left. I'm going to come back, go to some phone calls, and then I'll get into the news because I want to go to calls. But I wanted to get you on to list people, because these are the best deals out there. And everybody says that, folks, but if you research it, you'll be blown away. The three silver dollars, the free shipping, three of my films, $115, that's $70 off. I mean, that's below what you can get these three silver dollars for anywhere, $115 with the free shipping and the three films. But you've also got a bunch of other gold coins that are the radio specials, because you bought them when it was lower. You're holding the price. You're not doing what other brokers do, going up, which is reasonable. Buy it low, take the risk. When it goes up, go up. You're not doing that. In fact, you're going even further. It's like letting folks get in a time machine and go back and get this gold and silver. Plus, most brokers, and I'm not trying to be mean, it's well known, they wait and get your order. Most big companies, and then they go out and get the gold. No, not Ted Anderson. It's all in stock, on hand. That's why you got to get these deals now. Ted, list a cornucopia of the special radio deals.
Well, the things that we have in our safe are like buffaloes and eagles and older $20 gold pieces and the British sovereigns, the francs, just a whole list of various different gold coins. If you want to get really close to melt, buy the bars. The gold bars right now are about the only thing that hasn't pushed up in real high premiums. So that would be where I'd suggest that you go. And without a question, I mean, if you haven't taken advantage of the three silver dollars and the videos for $115, I mean, I don't know, other than walking from door to door and giving these things away for free, I don't know how I could make a better deal than that,
Absolutely. Here's the toll-free number, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. They're on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, for radio listeners, 800-686-2237. 686-2237. Protect yourself from the globalists. They're buying gold and silver, but they're telling you not to. Use your heads, folks.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. The real U.S. unemployment rate is now 22% and not 9% like what we are told by the mainstream media. The primary instinct of unemployed Americans is to go to college and seek a higher education. But all across America, students are graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and no jobs. Most college graduates are now admitting that they would have been better off getting a job at Walmart or McDonald's than having their lives destroyed by student loans. Our friends at the National Inflation Association are getting ready to release College Conspiracy, the world's most comprehensive documentary ever produced about America's college education system. To be among the first to see College Conspiracy, sign up for the free NIA newsletter today at www.inflation.us. NIA believes that college education is the largest scam in American history. College Conspiracy will expose the facts and truth about the education system here in the U.S. Sign up for free today at inflation.us to be among the first to see College Conspiracy.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I wish we could kick the globalist out of this country. First, we've got to identify them for the public. We're engaged in that process right now. Here's what I want to do. I want to take 10 phone calls or so. Then I'll get to all the other news I haven't covered yet. And there's a lot of it on Fukushima, on Morgellons, on health care. Is something going on with the gate in there today? I keep hearing my microphone cut in and out, kind of like a gate's closing. You might get the IT guys in there or the engineer in there to look at that. Are you guys hearing that? I hear like the audio go up and then pop when it like cuts back in. Harmon says he's not hearing any changes. I'm hearing something going with this mic. I'll guarantee you something's been changed. No big deal. We'll figure it out. But let's go to your phone calls right now. Bill in Connecticut. Bill, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I was watching television, and the commercial came on for Homeland Security, and it shows a train coming into a train station, and there's a young guy just standing on the train, you know, next to the platform there. And so I wrote down what it said. In fact, I recorded it. But first, I'd like to read what it says. You never know when you'll see something suspicious, but you know your daily routine. If you see something, say something. Yes, it could turn out to be nothing, but what if it is something? And then you hear a phone dialing, and it says, Connecticut Homeland Security, tip line. And then you hear a young man's voice say, I want to report something. So they leave it very vague and nebulous so that, you know, it's basically right out of Orwell's 1984. Report anything that you see, basically.
Well, it's don't trust anyone. That's what airs on the telescreens at 9,000 locations, public parks. Don't trust anyone but Janet Napolitano, who works for the bankers that are robbing us. Don't trust each other. The terrorists are everywhere. Ignore the drug cartels. Ignore the banks laundering money. I haven't seen the ad. I've heard radio ads about what are those guys doing in that work truck? See something, say something, and then they call. But you notice we've called all the Homeland Security numbers, and no one answers. The one time they did, they wouldn't take my report on Anwar al-Awlaki, the head of al-Qaeda, admittedly hanging out at the Pentagon. So again, it's all a joke. But police have been called all over the country, raiding people's houses and snooping events. It's also in the Patriot Act, Section 213, sneak and peek, claiming that, oh, we had a 911 call. And so this is just the excuse to, well, we're here. Somebody thought they saw something. So, yes, it's the Stasi Society, Bill.
Would you like, I recorded it. I don't know how well it came out.
Yeah, crank it up. Hold the phone right up to the speaker if you're going to do it, though.
Okay, maybe a little garbled because you hear the train coming in.
No, I understand.
Hold on. That's it.
Yeah, well, also, they have local threat fusion centers that are really federal, answer the phone with local cops, training them at their Homeland Security. And now they've got the goon force sticking their hands down your pants, so they're setting the precedent here.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. It's really amazing.
But it's not 1984, Bill. Don't worry. It is a war in Libya, but it isn't a war. And they were never going to put ground troops in, but they were there the whole time. Everything's fine. The bankers are going to take care of you. If we don't go bankrupt, we're going to go bankrupt, Geithner says. If we don't get into more debt, we're going to default. Let's talk to Tony in Iowa. Tony, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good. Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I got to thank my friend Jake for getting me to tune into you a couple of years back, and now I've been a Prison Planet subscriber for about 2 years, and I just want to encourage people, if they haven't already done so, check that out, because it's not just what we're seeing on the TV every day, but or on Prison Planet TV, but it's the library, the archive of stuff that's there, too, and I've just spent hours on end, you know, educating myself, so I want to thank you there.
Well, I want to thank you, but aren't you excited that Janet Napolitano is going to have a new TV show directly telling us how she's saving us? I mean, that's freedom to have the homeland leader with her own TV show.
Alex, that stuff is crazy. And it used to be a situation you could walk into a Walmart, pick up some ammunition for your rifle, shotgun. Now, with all of this crap going on,
we must swipe your license to buy that. You are the enemy.
Exactly. Hey, Alex,
stay there. I'm going to come back to you on the other side and then some other calls, and I'm getting into a news blitz here, ladies and gentlemen. But crooks took over America. They've got to totally turn us into a police state, or we'll take the government back and stop them from their total takeover. And then they'll be brought to justice. See, they're not going to give us quarter. They're coming. We got to stand up and meet them. It's very simple. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
TV shows about the government and what heroes Homeland Security is. The New York Times reports, though, that race issues rise for Miami police. On the TV show produced dealing with the Miami police, they said on tape, "We hunt," one officer says in a 5.5-minute clip. "I like to hunt people." And it says McNeil was the seventh African-American to be shot and killed by Miami police in those months while the TV show was being filmed, shot in the back, all part of the hunting. But don't worry, you can learn how to worship our new leader, Janet Napolitano, AMC Plans Real Life, Don Draper, Homeland Security reality shows on the cable network AMC, labeled Mad Men, The Walking Dead, and Breaking Bad, plans to launch a pair of reality shows exploring the high-pressure world of advertising, the behind-the-scenes drama of the Department of Homeland Security, how they're keeping us safe. Oh, yes. When they're not meeting with Anwar al-Awlaki, the number two of al-Qaeda, who runs all the terror attacks. Oh, he's very helpful when he launches those attacks, then they can take our rights. In fact, we'll put that Fox News piece back up there for folks who are out there in denial. Going back to Tony in Iowa. Tony, go ahead and make your point.
Well, you know, Alex, what's really laughable about DHS, Janet Napolitano, they consistently try to stigmatize patriots or patriot-related groups as being paranoid, right? How much more paranoid can you get than the very concept of this campaign? If you see something, said, I called to report something, you know, how much more paranoid can you get than that? It's a freak state. I'd actually called to make a comment about...
Well, no, we're historically paranoid and upset about the open tyranny being set up, and they're saying, no, don't look at that. Look at your neighbors. Al-Qaeda is everywhere, but don't look at them at the Pentagon or being trained at U.S. bases or being protected or attacking Gaddafi and working for the globalists. Ignore all that. Just they're under your chair. They're in the backyard. Not at the Pentagon. Not at the Defense Language School, even though the dean quit and said they were training the 9/11 hijackers. I'm sorry, you called about something else.
It was your interview with Dick Russell earlier. One of your topics was the recently declassified NSA memorandum number 271, pertaining to, in essence, the cooperation with the Soviet Union on outer space matters. And I think that, if nothing else, if people can set aside the UFO possible connection about this information and what it really means to us, it's the geopolitical significance of that memo and Kennedy's assassination in that short window following that really kind of points toward the military-industrial complex and what they're willing to do to get rid of any possible obstruction to the agenda, monetary agenda. You understand, of course. And just a quick question for you, Alex, maybe before I leave. On Proven Planet TV here, on the previous commercial break, I saw something I don't think I've seen before. It was like a live peek-in in the studio. Will we be able to see that sculpted man calf again sometime, Alex? Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
All right, take care, buddy. Yeah, no, I have never worn shorts into the studio in 16-plus years of broadcast that I can remember. And today, I just thought, you know what? I've got to make exercise my total commitment. I can't do it two or three times a week, even if I swim a mile or mile and a half or jog a mile or two. It isn't enough. I've got to really start making it my focus. If I'm ever going to get in really good shape like I was a decade ago or so before I quit working out for a while. And so I'm wearing jogging shorts and a jogging shirt, and I'm going to go jog here this afternoon. And I'm just, and a lot of times I'm just going to bring my clothes in and change when I leave so I can go jog before I go home. Once I get home, it's the kids, dinner, and then radio interviews and stuff. But, I am wearing the jogging gear here, and I am going to start, jogging. I think I'm going to do it like 7 days a week. I mean, there's got to be one way to, you know, get the 20 or so pounds I've got on me off. Because I'm in okay cardiovascular shape. I mean, I can run a couple miles. I can swim 2 miles, 3 miles if I needed to. I can lift a little weights, but I'm still just a blob. And so that's what's going on there. And I was screwing around during the break. We were testing cameras during the break is how it started, because I said, this camera looks a little darker than usual. And the guys are like, no, we're looking at the calibration system. Doesn't look like it is. And I said, well, let me just walk in there. And I thought, hey, I'll just act silly, something I excel out. Okay, enough side issues. Tony did see the PrisonPlanet.tv during the commercial break cut-in of me with my hard little legs. Tom in PA, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I'm wondering if you read the U.S. government printing document that was released yesterday for the 221,367 national detainee handbooks.
No, I didn't see that, but I know that the Houston Chronicle, Wall Street Journal, 5 years ago admitted the FEMA camps have been built for citizens. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act states it. It's all with their own documents in Dick Russell's book, but Glenn Beck told us it doesn't exist, so everything's fine. Give me the headline. I did see last year the internment camp jail guard ads for the U.S., because the government cares so much about us during the economic implosion they've engineered. But give me the name of the article you read that had the link, or give me the name of the actual printing order, and I'll search that right now.
Okay, I have it on the web cache, googleusercontent.com. The GPO already pulled it, but they didn't pull it off of the user content.
All right, listen, do me a favor. I'm going to put you on hold. You have email, because it's hard to go search a whole Google system, Google Wayback or Archive. I want you to send it to my producer right now. How fast can you send me an email?
I could have it there. Matter of fact, just give me the address. I have the link already in, and I already made a photo.
Okay, well, hold on. I want to put you on hold for a minute. Give him the producer's email and then put him back on air with me. But give him my producer's private email, John, please. Okay, just give him Jaron's email and then we'll put him back on air. Because this sounds important enough and it fits in with all the other stuff we've got. I want to make sure I get it right now before this transmission ends. Okay, John, did you give him that info? You spell it for him? Okay, so he's taking care of that right now. We're going to bring him back up. I've been to the urban warfare drills, and I've talked to police all over the country. I've had emergency managers on from Texas and Indiana, and they have been training for years for mass arrest. And an Army truck drives around, and there's a SWAT team up the street. We don't come out and get on it, and that's the end of it. Mr. Jones, we're here to pick you up. And we'd like you to resist. We like to hunt. We're here to make sure the banks destroy America. You know, the question is, will the troops follow the orders? Most of them did in Katrina. They didn't bring the food and water in under orders. They went to the high and dry areas and went into the houses and busted open the gun safes and took people's guns with them, went ahead and put them in handcuffs while they were at it. Law-abiding citizens. That's what the military's for. And people better wake up. Just like in Germany, Germans said, we can't say our military's bad. Heil Hitler. Well, you better learn to not say Heil Obama, Heil New World Order, Heil UN. Going back to the caller, I can probably search it right now, even though you're emailing it to us, Tom. I can probably search it right now. What's the name of the government printing office number that you're seeing for this internment, U.S. internment handbooks?
It's jacket number 735.
Hold on, jacket number. Hold on, jacket number. Say it again.
735. Dash 412 / 413. And it's for National Detainee Handbook in Spanish and in English. 221,367 copies. Plus two GPO Chicago inspection samples.
Yeah, well, they've also, that's why they later admitted, I remember 3 years before it happened, the rumors came out. GPSing every front door, and then they've got the census asking, when are you home, what do you do, so they can come in with their little, you know, file on you. Oh, it's a criminal hardcore group. Let me search that term right now. And here it is. It's quite a bit of news reporting on it. National Detainee Handbook. And it looks like I found it right here. And you just sent that email off, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I even took a photocopy and sent it as an attachment as well, along with the link.
Yeah, this was uploaded 13 hours ago to YouTube.
Yeah, I know. I know they pulled it. The GPO pulled it, so I couldn't get to the actual document. But like I said, the cache, they didn't take it out of the cache, so it's still there.
Yeah, Jaron, in fact, here it is, U.S. Government Printing Office. And I'm looking at it. I'm looking at a YouTube copy of it. It says G20. Oh, the G20 was a model where they wouldn't let anybody protest or even be on the streets. Then they had snatch and grabs there to scare the public with the plain clothes and military people. And then they also did the same thing in Toronto and in London. So this is all part of their conditioning system, yes, for mass arrest and roundups.
The unauthorized assembly. I mean, you hear that here in America, unauthorized assembly. I couldn't get over that. You know,
yeah,
I couldn't believe they didn't have more of a waking at that point. You know?
Well, they had the Army involved. They arrested Rob Dube for videotaping at a college campus because they couldn't find anybody who would go out and shop or go on the street. So they knew a few miles away a college had a park where people eat lunch. And we've got all the footage of that. And they just showed up and the students were like, we're here. And they chased them even into the dorms and billy clubbed them. And they saw Rob up on a hilltop videoing, so they took him in. They had detainees with bags over their heads. And he said the cops and military were just seething with evil love. I mean, they were just screaming at people, laughing at people, strip searching them. It was just an orgy of death of America. And don't worry. Don't worry, cops and military that are into this stuff. You're going to get everything you want. You're going to be judged right along with the 50, you know, for the 50 million babies that have been aborted, all of it. You want evil? You think it's tough? You're going to get it. I know most cops and military are not evil, but I'm telling you, they need to make a choice right now. Jaron, did you get that email yet? Oh, I'm hitting print on it right here so you guys can get it. I just entered it in while he was reading it. What else struck your fancy in that article you were reading?
Well, it really wasn't the article. I'm looking at the document itself. So
no, that's what I meant, the article, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's just the idea that there are, 221,000. What I'm figuring is this will be the first actual prison city. I mean, Rahm Emanuel's in there now, just like Giuliani was in New York when 9/11 happened.
Oh, they had Blagojevich say that they're going to use the army for door-to-door gun confiscation 3 years ago.
Sure, and that's why he got in trouble and he's out, you know? I mean, you know, I just get worried for the people of Chicago, you know, I really do. And now all of a sudden there's 160 nuke bombs hidden around America, you know. If you remember a few years back, they had claimed a bunch of Al-Qaeda members escaped with high security clearance. Do you recall that? This was maybe back 5, 6, 7 years ago.
I'm sorry, caller, what were you saying?
Do you remember several years back where they announced that a bunch of members of Al-Qaeda had escaped, and they had high clearance cards? This was back some years ago. It was like,
yes, I remember it.
Right. They wanted to prep us. Now they're saying that there's 160 nuclear bombs hidden around America. You know, it's sort of, you know, like the frog in the pot and warming the water.
No, it's all part of total fear. And by the way, the reason I had to have you repeat yourself is I was talking to them about the document. We do have it, and I'll get Kurt Nimmo to mirror the actual document and write a blurb on that right now at Infowars.com. But for now, Marley, will you just go ahead and get the document up so we have a page with it linked with our own copy off of Google before they take it down off Google? And then we'll have Kurt and his story that he writes about it link into that dealing with it. But what is suspicious is I'm now seeing the news reports on it. People found this yesterday, and they pulled it today. Why would the U.S. printing office pull that? Because they don't want the public knowing about this.
Right, exactly. You know, I opened a website. My name is Thomas Gilroy. It's thomasgilroy.com. I put like the House resolutions, Senate bills. I have all your documentaries at the top, and then right below them, I have the documents to cross-reference. You know, I'm going to try to post it, but I'm kind of leery about them. They've been pulling a lot of stunts.
Oh, you know what? Post it everywhere. When they pull stuff, everybody should post it. You know, they put this stuff out, and they don't want us to know. Look, we can't give in to them. They are murdering criminals. That's why we have to stand up and call them for what they are. They're going to win, and we can't let them win. I mean, this is life and death. All we can do is fight in the info war and get everybody ready. I mean, that's all we can do. We're committed. It's on. That's the way it is. I appreciate your call. That's why I love taking calls. They bring up stuff like that every time I, you know, take calls. David in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thank you very much. I've been watching on Prison Planet TV for a while now, and echo the previous caller. Sign up, everybody. Alex, maybe you can make a comment about this. You had alluded to it a few weeks ago, that a lot of modern, let's say, Christianity in the last 150 years has had this relatively new notion of the end times, mark of the beast, Antichrist, where a lot of Christians that I talk to, and I am a Christian, but I don't believe this form of the end times.
No, it's a total cop-out. They get real happy when they hear about people being arrested or tortured or implantable chips, and they go, praise the Lord, the end is near. Well, even if it was, what's God going to think about you for not speaking out against it? But the truth is, they're going to go through it all. They're totally brainwashed. The globalist on record, really the last 100, taught all this as a cop-out. And that's why most Christians are not Christians. They go to church for a social group. Their church is a 501c3 government charity, not a church. That's how it's under government regulations. And they are in deep, deep trouble.
Yeah, and if we took another view, I mean, let's just say we're going to be here another 10,000 years. Don't you want to have done something positive? I'd rather go down swinging and have my children have a fighting chance.
Look,
and
most Christians won't even – no, I hear you. Most Christians won't even criticize abortion because they think it's politically incorrect. I mean, they're not Christians. They're Christianoid people, and they're fakes, and they're cowards. And that's what they want, and that's what they get. You know, the way is not wide. It's narrow. And I'm not here on a high horse. I mean, you know what? People want to see this great evil unfolding and lay down to it. Well, I know which side they're on. They were hot nor cold, spit them out of the mouth. But you were saying you'd rather stand and fight.
Yeah. Well, what am I going to leave my children with if I'm wrong? And you know, this is the end. There's nothing I can do about it. We're all going to get raptured out. Okay. What did I lose? But if I'm right,
well, it's a test. Well, besides, if you read Revelation, the beast makes war on the saints, cutting their heads off. How is this happening if they're all raptured? The rapture is the dead in Christ after Christ comes back. And the archangel ties up the devil and throws him into the pit and puts him on display for 1,000 years and all the rest of it. I mean, it's clear English, and these fake churches are New World Order controlled by the Rockefeller World Council of Churches, and it's not in the Bible. It says the dead in Christ are lifted up, and then, I mean, it's all right there. It's all right there, but they don't want to see it because it's too scary for them.
Yeah.
I mean, most mainline Christians think it's of the Lord to have Al-Qaeda working for the globalists attacking Gaddafi. I mean, you know, they've been given strong delusion. They want it. They're going to get it. They're going to think the Antichrist is Jesus. Watch. Oh, they're going to, the Antichrist is going to say he's Christ. They're going to say, oh, he came back. Oh, Jesus wants me to take this chip. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Oh, what nice horns you have. Oh, my goodness, I love you so much.
My name is Megan, and this is my LifeLock story.
Imagine opening your door and coming face to face with your identity thief.
Identity thieves use my identity to buy cell phones and computers online. They shipped the stolen phones to my home, where they actually staked out my house waiting for the delivery.
Fortunately, Megan had advanced warning from LifeLock, and a potential tragedy was averted.
I believed LifeLock would protect me from identity theft. But when thieves showed up at my home, LifeLock just may have saved more than money. LifeLock's services are amazing. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it.
LifeLock is on a mission to help stop identity theft, but they can't protect you if you're not a member. The call takes just minutes, plus you'll get 60 days of LifeLock risk-free. If you're not delighted, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda in the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. RAVisionVictory. ELYN. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Okay, we only got like 5 minutes left. I want to jam in some more calls for at least Fred, Stu, Jim. I got Jared, Rick. The calls go on and on. I'll be back tomorrow, obviously, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Please spread the word about the broadcast. If you want to call Midas Resources with gold now above 1500, Ted's got gold he bought back at the 1450 level or so, is so you can pass on those discounts. 800-686-2237. One of our great sponsors and a great deal. 800-686-2237. Also, eFoodsDirect.com, the leader in high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, made-in-America, freshly packed, storable foods. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or give them a call, 800-409-5633. They have a 10-day extreme emergency kit, a little bitty box of dehydrated, high-quality food, free, a free $300 value for every $995 you invest in long-term storable food, 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. Also, we've been promoting Made in America high-quality diamond gusset blue jeans. They got motorcycle jeans, you name it. And we've also been promoting a great song that they got behind in finance that's hit number 4 on the GAC charts. You heard it here first. And, of course, that's Looking for America by Mark Wills. Go to gusset.com/sale to see all the discounts and hear the free MP3 of the great country song about getting this country reindustrialized and buying in America. Gusset.com, GUSSET.com/sale today. Check it out. Okay, man, I tell you, these shows just blast past us now. Let's go ahead and talk quickly to Fred in Ohio. Or did I just talk to Fred? I can't remember anymore. Fred, you there?
Yes. Okay, welcome. Would you be surprised if we had aliens from outer space? That would be a question for you. Would you be surprised?
I've seen the globalists in Hollywood hyping this forever as part of a psyop, and I've got documents. And I think they're going to have a bunch of guys in rubber suits land and tell us to worship, you know, worship Al Gore or something. I just go off what I can prove. And, yeah, the government's putting out all these documents saying little green men are running around everywhere.
I would like to say that in the Bible, it states that God made the world with an S on the end of it. And it's in King James, Hebrews, 2nd verse. And when I was in service, it was rumored that they was at Wright-Patterson.
Well, they report that, and they've made deals with them, and they're basically advising the globalists how to poison us and how to do all these horrible things to us. And it'd be great to believe it was little green men doing this to us instead of our own species. But you know, I never talk about stuff like this, but now it's becoming so mainstream and so out in the open that it's almost passe. Maybe we've... All I know is my grandfather and grandmother, because he got sent different places for like a year, 47, lived in Roswell. He worked at the petroleum building, biggest building there. And they saw the army troops and the stuff under tarps and martial law for a day or two. They didn't call it martial law, but, you know, stuff running around, troops running around. So something went on there. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's going on. What do you think's going on?
I think that they were possible. And I believe that they're not harmful to us because they could have done great harm to us a long time ago, and they have not. So I don't think they're a threat at all.
Well, those that believe in all this and research it say there's a lot of different groups. So, again, I can't believe I'm even discussing this. I can't get people to admit there's FEMA camps when it's all public, or that the government's putting sodium fluoride with a 7-fold increase in bone cancer in the water. So I don't know. With the CIA and FBI coming out saying little green men are real and they're hanging out with the government. I mean, I don't know, man. I guess Dave Mustaine of Megadeth's right again with his Rust in Peace record. I appreciate your call. I had a nice talk with Dave Mustaine yesterday, not name-dropping. He invited me out to that big Mega 4 rock concert in the desert. He was in Israel for Passover, Christian guy. I don't think I'll be going to that next week. He's probably listening. Hi, Dave, and your wife, great folks. I don't know why I just brought up Dave Mustaine. It's just funny how prophetic all of his music is. Retransmission starts now. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.